Welcome to Success Coaching with Eric Reed. This show is for you if you'd like to develop more strategic growth for your business so it can be more profitable, opening the door to leading a happier, more balanced life. And now your host, Eric Reed.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Success Coaching Radio. My name is Eric Reed, and I am your host, like the man said. And today, welcome to Success Coaching Radio, where we're going to talk about turning your passion into a profit. So if this is your first time joining me, thank you so much. I'm excited to be able to share this time with you. You know, just as a reminder that we do get together Monday through Friday on my Facebook page, and we do something kind of similar, but in a much shorter format at 8 a.m. Eastern time every single Monday through Friday. So join me there. Today's radio show or today's topic really comes from a conversation that occurred on Facebook the other day. And so I sort of want to share with you that conversation and also open up the door for it to continue here and through other mediums. So let me sort of backtrack and then move forward. How's that? The other day I was on Facebook and I had posted a message and just sort of explaining a situation, and I posted it and sort of walked away and forgot about it. You know, we all kind of do that same thing. And in the process, later on in the day, I sort of looked back and there was a chain of responses of questions and comments and thank yous. And you so tagged into what I was talking about. And that's exactly how I'm feeling. Tell me more. Show me more. Help me. Guide me. Teach me. And I was being flooded with email requests from people to set up a quick call because they had questions that sparked from this same blog. And so I thought, wow, I must have really tapped into something. Let me go back and see what I wrote. I mean, I thought I knew what I wrote, but apparently there was more to the story. Well, the story was how I, as a successful business coach, as somebody that teaches and coaches and trains and counsels and writes about success, was struggling to get my speaking, coaching, teaching gig off the ground. How I felt like I was on the muddy banks with a wet fish trying to figure out this whole thing, and it wasn't working out. It was becoming a comedy. Here I was talking to solopreneurs and entrepreneurs and small business people and doubling and their profits and growing their customer base and creating campaigns and branding and marketing with great success. And I was doing the same for large companies and consulting and explaining where they were missing their niche market and how they weren't listening to their clients reset. And all of this was occurring around me. But when it came to my individual business, my speaking and coaching business, it wasn't ignited at the same level. Now, I have owned and do own several successful other businesses. And so I know business. I live business. I love business. I mean, you put me in front of the TV and tell me that there is a Shark Tank, Profit, CNBC, like business expo, marathon, whatever, and I will sit there and I will binge out on that kind of thing. I love Shark Tank because I watch somebody come aboard with an idea and present it, and the passion and the dream that they hold as they step onto the carpet, as they say. I love watching that. I love meeting with an entrepreneur, a solopreneur, a business person, and hearing what they want to accomplish and knowing that it's possible, that we've just got to get the right tools in place to make it happen. And yet, like I said, here I felt like I was trying to grab a wet fish on a muddy bank and slipping and sliding and falling down and making a mess of the whole thing. And I had to sort of take a moment and pull back, actually pull way back, and look at myself and look at the business and take those principles and strategies and lessons that I was giving and teaching and ask myself if they applied here. And what I began to figure out was this was a really simple business. The complicated issue was me. It was me that was sitting in the middle, so connected to my passion and my vision and my purpose that I failed to do the business work around it to make it successful. And so that conversation created other conversations, which are now leading to people asking, how can we learn more? How can we get more? Where can we find more? What can we do? This conversation needs to be continued, and it needs to be continued louder, is what I keep hearing. And so it will, I promise you it will. And I don't know if it will occur through this, the Success Coaching Radio, or if it will appear more on the Facebook page, or if it might be in my blogs, or if it may become a mini masterclass, or I don't know exactly yet how it's going to come to be. But I know one, it's going to come to be because people have asked. And two, because it's something I'm passionate about and I want to meet that passion where it's needed. I will tell you it's going to happen really quick. The law of momentum will come into play on this one. I will probably be building it as I come because it is business and it is one of those things that isn't always straight out of the box, that there are people and product and processes involved that require a little bit of tuning and attention. And so if that's something that appeals to you beyond today's radio show about profit and purpose, then check in, find me, connect to me through Facebook, connect to me through subscribing to this radio show or to my blogs or to my website. Connect, because I will tell you that this journey of passion to profit, turning your passion into a real business so that you can create a profit, is going to continue. It's just got to. So let's begin today. Let's begin now here with this radio show and discuss the whole passion to profit process. Whew, that's a lot of P's. And in radio, that's one of those things that you try and avoid is a passion to profit process. And you also try and avoid, just for the record, Sally Sung songs. But we've done both of those now. So let's get on to the show. All right. So here's what I want you to do. If you would, just close your eyes for a minute. Now, hopefully you're in a safe place when you do that. Use your judgment. We're all adults here. So close your eyes. Now imagine yourself at 70 or 80 or maybe 85 or 90. Now 70 works for me. Trust me, 70 works for me. I'm quite good at 70. Looking back, what will it look like when you look back? Will you look back with pride? What will you have accomplished? Will you have followed your dreams? Will you have lived into your passion and your purpose and your vision? Will you have delayed it for so long that it never really got started? And the only thing that you wanted to do now is go back then and change it. Well, guess what? We're here now. We have the power to change it, and we can begin. So let's begin. Now, some would say, don't mix your passion with your business. Keep your personal life, your passionate life, your dreams separate from your business. But I respectfully disagree. Money can take you only so far. I've seen it time and time and time again where people get on the hamster wheel of chasing the big dollar, only at some point to step off and look around and realize there's nothing left in their life, that everything that they had put on hold, thinking that when they got to that magic place would still be there and they would be able to have it and pick it up and move forward, whether it's their family or their fitness or their faith or their friends or their community. But integrating your passion into your business provides sustainable motivation. It gives you the grit to weather those storms that will eventually come up in any entrepreneurial endeavor. It gives you that stickiness that keeps you holding on long enough to get past the moment and into the momentum again. Following your passion is proven to not only make you healthier, but happier, and those around you as well. So let's go ahead and agree that we can live a life of passion, purpose, and profit. Okay? Now you're asking, okay, Eric, I agree. We can have passion, we can have profit, and we can have purpose. How am I going to do it? Well, let's start with the first rule. Find the void and fill it. Observe what other businesses are missing and use your business to fill the void in the marketplace. Discover how you can change the industry and why it's necessary. Ask yourself, how can I do it better? How can I do it bigger? How can I do it more efficiently, more effectively, more friendly, more green, more socially conscious, whatever it is, how can I do it better? Because here's what I know, that if you try and create something that's so far off to the left or out of the box, and then stand over in the corner and cry for clients and customers to leave what they know and come to you, they have to abandon everything to join you for one. Whereas if you come into the marketplace and you look at what is being done or how it's being done, and then you look slightly to the left or slightly to the right and you see the gap and you step into the gap and begin to fill the gap, guess what? You'll be noticed and you'll grow and your business will grow and people will look across the line and go, hey, he's doing it differently. He's doing it better, faster, bigger, more, cheaper, more socially conscious, greener, whatever. I'm going to go check him out. You want a real life example? Look at Dyson. So the story goes that Mr. Dyson, the engineer guy that we see on TV, was home vacuuming his floors one day and he wasn't getting the suction or whatever he wanted. And, you know, so he thought, well, it's a crappy vacuum. I'm going to go to the store, probably Walmart, and pick out another one. And he probably walked up and down the aisles for a while and thought he bought the most expensive or most efficient or most green product and brought it home and wasn't happy. And after a while, because he's a mechanical engineer and my father's a mechanical engineer, I can tell you what happened. He took it apart right there in the middle of the living room floor and figured out all the flaws that happened with it and why that wasn't going to work and nothing could be improved unless they really re-improved it. And so he went out about improving it and changing it and slight modifications after slight modifications after slight modifications. Now, he didn't create a whole new way of getting carpets undirty. He took what was in the marketplace, what was known and familiar to people, and improved on it. And then he explained that improvement, and that technology began to catch on, and people began to realize that what he was doing was great, and they began to chase after him. But he had already established himself as the leader in that. Oddly enough, he's gone on to create several other home products and engineering designs and things of that nature, because he can see what needs to be improved, and he capitalizes on that in a way that is of contribution to others. He doesn't go out and completely build a new universe and ask people to jump on a space shuttle and follow him there. No, he moves into the marketplace where he sees he can succeed and then takes ownership of it. The same has to be true for you in your business. If you have a passion for something, that passion has a place in the marketplace. As a matter of fact, I'm sure there's somebody somewhere doing something very similar, that if you got in there and you studied and looked at them and watched what they were doing, you could figure out why yours is better, bigger, faster, more socially conscious, greener, all of those things I've said before. And then you begin to move into that marketplace. Now, there is a whole strategy about how to move clients out of one pond and into another, fish from one pond to another. So I'll be happy to share that with you in future episodes. But what I want you to understand is you have to find and fill the marketplace. Number one, to your passion. Number two is get comfortable with stepping outside of your comfort zone, doing something you've never done before. Can be scary. I get it. I understand it. It's uncomfortable. The unknown often becomes an excuse for not moving forward, though. But let your fear empower you, not hinder you. The most interesting place to play is at the edge of your limits, not in the middle of your comfort zone. So make a habit of staying just on the edge and outside of your comfort zone, because here's what will happen as it relates to your business. As you begin to move out of the center and towards the edge, you'll encounter your clients and your customers at a different level. And as you move outside of the edge of your comfort zone and start to look back, you'll start to understand your clients and your customers' problems differently. And with that knowledge, you'll be able to solve problems differently. Look at them and say, wow. Now that I'm out here with you, I see what needs to be done. Now that I can see what needs to be done, I can improve my product. Now that I'm outside of my comfort zone, I see that maybe it's not the best, but I see where I could get better. And as you move further and further outside of your comfort zone will begin to expand, and you'll be able to take on new challenges. Today, you may say, well, I can't do a project of that scope. I've never done a quarter of a million or $1 million contract. Well, guess what? As soon as you get just a little outside of your comfort zone and do your first $500,000 project, quarter of $1 million project isn't going to see that far away. And as soon as you get a little more comfortable with doing a quarter of $1 million project, guess what? A $2 million, $3 million project isn't going to seem that far out of the way. The more time you spend outside of your comfort zone, the bigger your comfort zone gets. And that directly relates to what you're going to be able to do and who you're going to be able to serve. So if you want to take your passion and turn it into a business and prepare to create a profit, you've got to get outside of your comfort zone. You've got to be willing to do it. Now, I'm going to pause kind of right here in the middle of this and get some of those, oh, but you don't understand, people back on board. Because I know people that will say, oh, but I have a servant's heart, or this is my mission, or this is my calling, or this is my giftedness. And it wouldn't be right for me to make money or have a profit or call it a business, would it? Yes, it would. And that's not just me, but a great author that I love is Wallace D. Wattles in The Science of Getting Rich. It is our responsibility to return to the storehouse that which we have been asked to receive. If there is an opportunity for me to speak and be paid and then use that money to finish a vision or finish a calling or expand my message, why wouldn't I? Look at Bill Gates, Bill and Linda Gates, almost completely have eradicated malaria and are now moving on to handling diarrhea and dehydration among children. His passion, his absolute love of technology and business and all of things Apple has allowed him to utilize that income to create massive world change. If you're not willing to grow your message, then it's probably a message you need to tune up. And so, yes, if you have a calling, if it is your mission, if it is your ministry, if you're a church person and you feel that this talk about business and profit is unsettling, it's really that you're uncertain about yourself and if you're ready to play on the bigger stage. And so you use the excuse of, it wouldn't be right for me to charge, as a way of keeping the stage small and safe, keeping the message close to heart, not having to test it into a bigger audience. Now, I also want to caution so that I don't get emails and such that, yes, over and over again, I'll hear people say, oh, but the love of money money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. You're just chasing money. You're just one of those capitalist people that wants to chase money on any cause. You may not know me well, but that's not who I am. And it actually says the love of money is the root of all evil. So when I put money before my other loves of helping people, servicing people, my family, my friends, my faith, then I'm on a path to destruction. But if those things that I hold valued high are in front of money, and I use money to service those things, those thoughts, those people, those projects, those visions and missions, I'm doing what I'm called to do. So this message isn't just for those that are, trying to grow a traditional market business, product-based business, but also for those that are, sometimes considered lay ministry or service ministry, that you have an obligation to honor what you've been given and to maximize it to the fullest use. And for me, the idea that I have a successful business and successful investments that are being able to fund my life, but use that money, basically steal that money to keep my speaking and coaching and writing business afloat, I don't know if that's an integrity. I don't know if that's the message I want to continue to share. Now, I understand that at some point during this journey, there is a need to begin the capitalization, the beginning of the funding of the business. But if I haven't decided on a date or a time or an amount where I'm going to be able to say enough is enough, time to stop, then I'm not honoring my business I'm not honoring my family. I'm not honoring my investments. I'm not honoring the clients that are on the other side that have hired me to do a job and to pay me for that job just to utilize that money on this side. And so if you are in that position of beginning your business, starting your journey, and you're like, but I had to borrow money for my savings, or for my husband is working full time so I can get this launched, or my wife is doing this so I can get this started, or we agreed that we are going to take this much out of our, you know, retirement account. I honor that. I respect that. I support that. But if you don't have a written business plan in place where you're going to create a payback to that, you're not running a business, okay? It's kind of like a hobby. You just keep funding it and having fun. And you're living within your passion. Now, if you've decided that you've lived a rich and full life and that it's time to retire and you've made smart investments and you're able to fund your passion and your goal isn't to turn it into a business, okay, support, hands up, love you for it. But if you're running around and having a passion and calling it a business and having a business webpage or a business Facebook page or business cards in your wallet, then let's start treating it like a business. Let's take our profit, our passion, and begin to make a profit out of it, okay? And how we can do this, step number three, is practice. Now, there's, you know, Malcolm Gladwell says that you should practice 10,000 hours to become a master. Now, how do you practice? Well, you can practice through radio shows like this, where you can get on and tell your message and evaluate the feedback and listen to the recordings and hear what words stick and which words don't. You can have focus groups or small groups, or you can ask friends and neighbors, and you can be out there speaking about it. You can be out there writing about it and Facebooking about it and practice selling it and all of that, getting it outside of your head and into the world where it can be evaluated. Is the beginning. The second part is to be able to receive the feedback that people give you honestly and authentically. You have got to be able to sit back and say, tell me what you think. And if they say something you don't get, well, you don't understand, or that's not what it, no. Just receive it. Just receive it. Because in that feedback are improvements, modifications. They're customers or clients that are saying, I would join with you if only this barrier, this problem, this question was solved. I would be 100% in. But right now, I'm only about 90, 80, 70, 60% in. So you wonder why when you get on and you sell your message through Facebook or through an ad, or you buy Facebook ads or Google Click ads and all of that, and you're not getting the response you want. Are you listening to what that response is? Or do you just keep throwing mud against the wall and think at some point somebody magically is going to say, you're it, and you get a syndicated TV show? No, it doesn't work that way. Overnight successes typically take 5 to 10 years. All right, so let's just agree to that. And in order to get to that overnight success point, you've got to be willing to practice. And now going back to the money issue, you know, I get it. We do need money in our lives and we need money to start our businesses. And I've already talked about being able to pay back the loan that you take against yourself or having an accountability to it. But don't forget that there are things like Kickstarter and GoFundMe and AngelList and all kinds of social media websites that will help fund your dream. And the funny thing is, when you get out there and have to sell it to them, you begin to figure out what resonates with customers and clients. If you go on a GoFundMe page and you set a goal of $100 and you can't raise $10, there's something wrong with your copy, your written message. And then if you go back and tweak it and suddenly you've got $10 or $20, you're getting closer to what people are going to respond to. And then obviously, if you get to the $50 or $75 message, guess what? People are hearing you more clearly. You're connecting with more people. Places like Kickstarter and GoFundMe and AngelList and other websites that people can buy into your dream and share, those are great practice grounds because you get to hear what people say in the amount of dollars that they're willing to fund your dream with. Now, if you write a piece of copy and you put it up there on GoFundMe and you set a goal of $100 and in the first hour you click through to $500, you know you've made it. You know you've connected with enough people in the audience that they're willing to go beyond what you need and into what they want to do to further the message. So be creative with your money. And if you do borrow against yourself, your credit card, your retirement, your spouse, whatever, you're at Wilma, be willing to acknowledge it as a business loan and prepare a plan to pay it back, even if that plan's going to take you 10 years. Don't accept it as charity, because that's a mindset thing. That's a really bad mindset to put yourself into when it becomes part of your business thinking. See yourself as a business person, behave as a business person, talk like a business person, walk like a business person, be a business person. Because when you do, you will experience growth. As soon as I got back to my business basics and took time to really see what needed to be done, what I was saying, how I was selling, what I was writing, where I was directing my traffic and my energy to, and all the things that I've successfully done for other people in building funnels and sales ladders and swipe campaigns and all of that. When I began to apply that to myself in my own business as this coach and speaker and trainer, boom. It was almost like, wait a minute, how is this growing so fast? I wasn't ready for it, but I'm sticking with it because it's working. I could see my business growing because I was seen as a business. I was responding as a business. And guess what? I was becoming a business. So if you're ready to really start moving your passion into a profit, if you're really wanting to take your passion, your dream, your desire, and become a business owner, and then own that business as a business owner, and treat it as a business owner, and begin to receive the benefits of being a business owner, and make an impact on the world, then stick around, because I promise you, this message is not going to go away. It is too near to my heart not to continue to visit with you, whether it's through this radio show or through Facebook or a mastermind group or, a series of teachings. I don't know. Like I said, this was just a day or two ago that I received everybody's asking for help. And I apologize. I thought some of the principles that I knew as business and as an entrepreneur were common. And unfortunately, I was wrong, and I apologize for that, because some people have come from corporate America where their job didn't require that, or they may have come from a military background or a ministry background where they didn't understand business principles and it wasn't taught to them and it wasn't got them where they are. You know, if you spent 30 years in the military and then you decide to take your early retirement and begin to chase your passion, the military really doesn't train on business ethics and business ideas and business development and all the things around it. It doesn't need to. It's the government. So I can now understand how that disconnect can happen among my peers and my fellow dreamers. And so I promise you that I will continue to visit this message. And the more feedback and information I get from you on what you need and how I can service you, the clearer the message will be for both of us. Because as I look at my bookshelf of hundreds and hundreds of books and the hours of journals and tapes and writing that I've done, there's a lot of places I could start, but I want to start where you need me to start. And the best way for me to do that is for you to connect with me and tell me, this is what I need from you, so that I can make sure I'm giving it to you. Now, that may be through one-on-one coaching or a mastermind group that I create around you, and maybe an entrepreneur group that you're a part of, or, I know there's women's entrepreneur groups and minority entrepreneur groups. I'm not sure where it's going to go. But what I do know is, starting today, not tomorrow, starting today, I'm going to make a commitment to help you take your profit. I'm going to make a commitment to you to take your passion and bring it to a profit. I'm going to help you take that passion that you have, that you've been trying to figure out how to build a business around, and create a message that will create a brand, that will create a connection to clients and customers, that will allow you to live a lifestyle and be able to live each day with success. Because really, that's what success coaching is about. Allowing you to live a lifestyle that you end each day, being able to check the box and say, yep, I got to live today with purpose. I got to live today with passion. I got to live today with vision. I got to live today full into me. And what I do tomorrow is I'm just going to add to that and add to that and add to that and have a lifetime of success. So I appreciate you joining me today, this Friday afternoon, for allowing me to share with you the story of how this somewhat, it's not a full shift, it's a side shift, I guess, of the Passion to Profit message came about today through that blog. And please, I encourage you, please reach out to me in whatever social media way you find convenient so that I can make sure you're getting the information you need to be successful. And until we get together next Friday, or if you join me through Facebook Live on Monday morning, go out and live today with success. All right?
Thanks for joining us. For more information, go to ericgreid.com. That's ericgreid.com. And like us on Facebook/Eric G. Reid Success Coaching. Join us next time for Success Coaching with Eric Reid.